Si Dieu m'a mis un rêve dans ton cœur, écris-le, garde-le comme un trésor.
Bienvenue à la Belle Église Internationale, une belle expérience qui transformera votre vie par la parole de Dieu. Sœur Simone Pierre Adimoula, ghanéenne de nationalité, est un pasteur assaisonné dont le cœur brûle pour voir Christ formé dans les cœurs des francophones. Elle est également le pasteur principal de la Belle Église Internationale. Préparez-vous à être enseigné, convaincu, corrigé et instruit à travers ce message qui tombe à pic. Écoutons Sœur Simone Pierre.
Car sa parole, elle s'accomplira.
Shall we pray? Let us pray. Father, thank you for this evening. We pray that your Holy Spirit will come, dwell amongst us, and give us good understanding of your word. I pray, Father, for the grace to speak your truth. May those who hear the words this evening be delivered from pride, be delivered from every evil that would separate them from you. Thank you again for your mercies, which are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We are blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Hallelujah. We are blessed to be in the house of God again this evening. And we want to continue with the teaching from last week. We are in the book Top 10 Mistakes That Pastors Make.
Dans le livre, les 10 principales erreurs que commettent les pasteurs.
I think we have reached a place where we understand that when we talk about pastors, we're talking about shepherds and leaders in the house of God. I don't expect you to come to this evening service and pretend that you don't understand. And when I say pastor, I'm talking about you.
Je m'attends parce que vous venez dans cette église à ce service et que quand je dis pasteur, vous ne savez pas que je parle de vous.
Amen. Amen. So tell your neighbor, she's talking to you.
Dis à ton voisin, elle est à toi.
So before you start thinking that, oh, this message is for pastors.
Avant de commencer à penser que ce message est pour les pasteurs.
So, oh, the pastors, why didn't the pastors come?
So, oh, pourquoi les pasteurs eux-mêmes ne sont pas venus?
It's for you.
C'est pour toi.
Amen, happy. We are looking at chapter number 3
of the
top 10 mistakes. The first mistake was what? Do you remember? Who remembers without looking in the book? I knew it. And number two.
Numéro
deux. All right. At least two people were listening to me last week.
Au moins deux personnes m'écoutaient la semaine
dernière. So today we're going to talk about another mistake.
Nous allons parler d'une autre erreur.
Amen. I would advise you to take the book and read it.
J'aimerais vous conseiller de prendre le livre.
Because these mistakes, we're making them all the time.
Parce que ces erreurs, nous les commettons tout le temps.
Yesterday, we lost one of our bishops.
Hier, nous avons perdu l'un de nos évêques.
Who started serving God from the university.
Il a commencé à servir Dieu depuis l'université.
When he gave his life to Christ.
Il a donné sa vie à Christ.
And he has served God faithfully ever since then.
Et depuis ce jour-là, il a servi Dieu fidèlement.
More than 30 years plus.
Plus de 30 ans.
He didn't know that he would die on the 8th or 9th of June 2025.
Il ne savait pas qu'il allait mourir le 9 juin 2025.
Amen. But he served God and did what he could when he could.
Il a servi Dieu, il a fait ce qu'il pouvait quand il le pouvait.
Some of us want to postpone our serving of God.
Donc, on veut reporter notre service.
But we don't know what time we are in.
On ne sait pas en quel temps nous sommes.
Bishop Ampofo is somebody that if you have ever watched Flow, you know. He's the one who goes around to dedicate the churches in the north and everywhere.
C'est celui qui va partout dédicacer les églises au nord et partout.
Yeah. It's a big blow to all of us. I mean, it's vraiment, c'est proche.
C'est un coup dur pour nous tous parce qu'il est quelqu'un de proche.
But we believe that he served the Lord.
On croit qu'il a servi Dieu.
And right now he's with the Father rejoicing.
Et que maintenant il est avec le Père et il se réjouit.
It's up to us now to also serve God and make it to heaven.
Et il dépend de nous de servir également Dieu et d'arriver au ciel.
So let's not make the mistake of thinking that we have a lot of time.
Nous ne commettons pas l'erreur de penser que nous avons beaucoup de temps.
Number two.
Numéro deux.
Let's not make the mistake of downplaying the importance of sacrifice.
Numéro deux, nous ne commettons pas l'erreur de diminuer l'importance du sacrifice.
That there has to be a price to be paid in order to serve God.
Il doit avoir un prix à payer pour servir Dieu.
Amen.
Amen.
And I believe that Bishop Ampofo paid a price.
Je crois que Bishop Ampofo a payé un prix.
He is a qualified architect. Architect, engineer, architect, architect.
C'est un architecte qualifié.
But he put that aside to serve God.
Il a mis ça de côté.
When you see him driving all the way to the north to just dedicate a church, you think, ah, this man, he doesn't have anything to do, eh? He has. That is what he chose to do. Hallelujah. So there is a price to pay to serve the Lord. There's something you must be ready to give up. If you are not ready to give anything up to serve the Lord, then you shouldn't serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he will call on you to give something up.
Parce qu'il te demandera de renoncer à quelque chose.
Amen. Amen. And oftentimes, it will be something that you like. Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, it's no longer a sacrifice.
Non, ce n'est plus un sacrifice.
If I say, take my bag,
si je dis, prends mon sac,
and I don't like the bag,
je n'aime pas, le sac.
It doesn't change anything for me.
Ça ne change rien pour moi.
Amen. But if it's my most favorite and preferred bag,
et si c'est mon sac préféré,
then it is a price I have paid.
À ce moment-là, ce sera un...
Hallelujah. Like when I sent Thiago to Alajo, it was a price I paid.
Comme quand j'envoyais Thiago à Alajo, c'était un prix que j'ai
because
payé.
he's a precious son.
Parce que c'est un fils précieux.
Hallelujah. That I would have liked to keep. Amen. But sometimes you have to pay the price in order to get a reward or get a result. Amen. So now the next mistake that we make.
La prochaine erreur que nous commettons.
And at first he didn't want to go, but now I think he's happy he went.
Au début, il ne voulait pas partir, mais je pense que maintenant il est content d'être parti.
Amen. The next mistake that we make is that we downplay the importance of humility.
Nous minimisons l'importance de l'humilité.
Wow. Humility.
L'humilité.
Oftentimes we mistake humility. My husband always used to say, humility is not stupidity.
Mon mari disait souvent, l'humilité n'est pas la stupidité.
We often mistake humility for weakness.
Parfois, on confond l'humilité et la faiblesse.
You think that if you are humble, that means you are so weak, they can do what they like to you.
On dit que si tu es humble, tu es tellement faible qu'on peut faire ce qu'on veut de toi.
But in the kingdom of God, humility is a strength.
Mais dans le royaume de Dieu, l'humilité est une force.
And it is something important enough that God said, if you don't have it, you cannot enter the kingdom.
Et c'est une chose tellement importante que Dieu a dit que si tu n'as pas cela, tu ne pourras pas entrer dans le royaume.
He didn't say, if you are not intelligent, you can't enter the kingdom.
Il n'a pas dit, si tu n'es pas intelligent, tu ne peux pas entrer dans le royaume.
He didn't say that if you are not spiritual, you cannot enter the kingdom.
Il n'a pas dit, si tu n'es pas spirituel, tu ne peux pas entrer dans le royaume.
He didn't say that if you cannot memorize scripture, you cannot enter the kingdom. He didn't say that if you are not over 40, you cannot enter the kingdom. He said, if you cannot become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom. A little child has qualities that please God. And those qualities are necessary for us if we want to be God pleasers or pleasers of God. Amen. Matthew 18, verse number 3 says,
Matthew 18, verse 3 says,
and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Matthew 18, verse 3. Et dit, je vous le dis en vérité, si vous ne vous convertissez, si vous ne vous convertissez, et si vous ne devenez comme les petits enfants, vous n'entrerez pas dans le royaume des cieux.
Amen. It says you must become as little children. He was talking to adults. He was talking to people who were serving God. He was talking to people who knew the word of God. But he said there's something you need to do. And if you don't do it, it will be difficult for you to even enter the kingdom of God. I'm sure they all brought out their notepads and pens. Like, okay, what is it that we need to do? Is it that we should have paid tithes from January to December? Is it that we should have had the biggest bassenta? Is it that we should have won the most number of souls? He says, if you cannot become as a little child, you cannot serve, you cannot enter the kingdom. So then if you want to enter the kingdom of God, what do you do? But you can't become a little child if you don't know how little child or little children behave. Do you know how little children behave? Do you know why he said you should become like a little child? Did he say so that when you enter kingdom you'll be running around and making noise? And make noise? Or that when you are in the kingdom of God, you just do poo-poo whenever you want to do poo-poo? Is that why he said you should become like little children? Because often when little children are present, there is chaos, disorder, and confusion. My little granddaughter, when she's feeling sleepy, instead of just going to sleep, that's when she creates the most confusion in the house. She makes the most noise. She disturbs everybody. She will throw things on the floor, run around. Stop it. You'll be crying, running. Is that what God wants in the kingdom of heaven? There must be something about a little child that God is looking for. It is not the chaos and the confusion. A lot of us are very childish, but not childlike. We do the misbehavior part, but we don't do the part that God is looking for. He says, except you be converted, there is a change that must come upon you. And become as little children. You cannot or you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen. One of the things that we all love about the little girl is how she can quickly forget that she was crying a few minutes ago. That she was upset a few minutes ago. She's playing with something, say, put it down. She likes the key. You have a key that has a remote on it. When you press it, the gate opens. I don't know how she knew that that button must be pressed. She is always taking the key. Next thing you know, somebody is opening the gate. The gate is opening. When you look, she's holding it. So when you take it from her, she cries. Why? Because she's a child. She doesn't understand why you are taking it from her. She doesn't understand why you're asking her to give up something. So she's upset and she's crying. But when you carry her and you say, Amaya, let's go and eat, okay? Then she say, okay. She's forgotten that she was angry with you and crying a few minutes ago. There is a certain quality about a child that pleases God. And he says he needs you to convert into that thing so that you can enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oftentimes, we think of ourselves as very important. Especially if you have a title. Or you are given a certain position. You know, like I made the MSs sit in front. Bishop has something he says. He says, they are serving you pride on a platter, on a tray. They are serving you pride on a tray.
Il dit quand vous servez l'orgueil sur un plateau.
And if you are not wise, you will just accept the position without recognizing that it is a test. It is a test. As you are sitting in front, it is not a promotion, it is a test. He says, except you be converted and become as a little child, you cannot enter. If they give you the opportunity to sing solo, it is a test. It is a test. Who, Dave? It is a test.
It's a test.
How will you... You see, the book is written for pastors.
Le livre est écrit pour les pasteurs,
for leaders.
Pour les leaders.
For shepherds.
Les bergers.
Most of the time, we are so busy enjoying our position.
Nous sommes tellement occupés à jouir de notre position.
That we forget that there is a scripture.
On oublie qu'il y a un verset.
That requires us to be humble. God said to his servant, when the disciples were fighting, who will be great in the kingdom of God? I'm sure they were saying that, maybe Pastor Tiago, because he's sitting close to Sister Simone. And then this one said, no. I'm the one closest. So I'm the one. It's Effie Ruth, because she's the one she calls more often. There was a kind of argument that was going on. Jesus looked at these people and said, look at this nonsense that is going on. They don't understand what they are talking about. He said, do you think you can drink from the cup that I'm drinking from? Do you think you can pay the price that I am paying? Look, to be great in the kingdom of God, you have to be the least of all. You have to be the smallest. And that is what we don't understand. That is what we don't accept. That is what we don't recognize. We like title. We like position. We like recognition. Hey, excuse me, Francophone. Everybody is apôtre. Everybody is evangelist. Everybody apôtre evangelist. Doctor. And when you you go to a church, 18 people. Everybody's got a title.
Tout le monde a un titre.
Reverend Bishop. Excuse me. He says, if you want to be great, be a servant. It is very dangerous to occupy a position in the house of God. The Bible says that our judgment as teachers will be greater. So don't be in a hurry to have a position or a title. And if you have a position or a title, you must remember this scripture and become as a little child. Even if you have a title and they say stand up, stand up. Even if you have a title and say, please, can you carry this? I'm not sometimes, when they say, can you have a chair? Then you also send somebody, can you get a chair? Why can't you carry a chair? Except you be converted. That means transformed. Or changed. To become like a little child. A little child. There is nothing worse than a child who is proud. A child who is rude. A child who is disobedient. And you wonder, what hope has this child? Some of us are in a hurry to grow up. You are in a hurry to grow up. You are not in a hurry to pay your own bills. But you are in a hurry to do things that grown-ups do. Look at this cute little baby. She doesn't have a problem in the world. You may never even know. She's probably even done poo-poo as she's walking around happily. You don't know. And she doesn't care. But you care. If you have a running stomach right now, you see how you feel. You will not even come to church. Because you are concerned about your image. Yeah. Be like a child. Wear pampers and come to church. That will not be good. Hallelujah. Yeah. But we are so conscious of ourselves.
On est tellement conscient de nous-mêmes.
How people perceive us.
Comment est-ce que les gens nous
how people look at us.
Comment les gens nous regardent.
That we forget that we must be humble.
Et on oublie qu'on doit être humble.
We must just be childlike.
On doit être comme des enfants.
Not childish.
Et non enfantin.
Amen.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor there is a difference. Yes. Sometimes you have grown-ups who are childish. Who run around creating confusion and chaos. Pressing buttons that they shouldn't be pressing. Amen. Being mature is not about your age.
Être mature n'est pas, n'a rien à voir avec votre âge.
It's about a way of behaving. It's
c'est
about behavior.
De vie.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we must be childlike if we want to enter into the kingdom of God.
Nous devons être comme des enfants si on veut rentrer dans le royaume des cieux.
Yeah. One of the qualities of a child is that they do what they are told, mostly.
Une des qualités des enfants est qu'ils font ce qu'on leur demande de faire la plupart du temps.
They are obedient.
Ils sont obéissants.
Yeah. No. Amen. Yeah. Philippians 2.
Philippians 2.
Let's read from verse 1. Why not?
À partir du verset 1.
If there be Therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affections and mercies, fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind.
Philippiens 2, verset 1. Si donc il y a quelque chose, il y a quelque consolation en vous. S'il y a quelque soulagement dans la charité, s'il y a quelque union d'esprit, s'il y a quelque compassion et quelque miséricorde, rendez ma joie parfaite, ayant un même sentiment, un même amour, une même âme, une même pensée.
Amen. Then he says, I want to switch to New Living Translation. Do you have it? NLT? Verse 3 says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves.
The verse 3 dit,
hey, brother, French. Ah, but we had two versions before. English, French.
Pour passer devant les autres ou pour que les autres vous admirent, cela ne vaut rien. Au contraire, soyez simple et pensez que les autres sont meilleurs que vous.
I can stay here the whole day. This verse.
Vous passez toute la journée avec seulement ce verset.
The whole day.
Toute la journée.
What does it say?
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
Don't be selfish.
Ne soyez pas égoïste.
Don't be selfish.
Ne soyez pas égoïste.
It means what?
Ça veut dire quoi?
It means don't put yourself first.
Mais ne vous mettez pas en avant.
Don't put yourself first.
Ne vous mettez pas en avant.
Don't put yourself what you want.
Ne mettez pas ce que vous voulez.
Don't put what you like.
Parce que vous vous aimez.
Don't put what? What you first? Don't. What is the opposite of selfish?
C'est quoi l'opposé de l'égoïsme?
Selfless. It means that you don't consider yourself. How many of us don't consider ourselves?
Nous ne nous considérons pas nous-mêmes.
Don't put yourself first. He said, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. And that's what we do. Even when you were leaving the house this morning, what you wore. It is to impress somebody.
C'est pour impressionner quelqu'un.
That's the reason why you did not pick the dress you wore yesterday today. And the dress you wore last week, Tuesday, you didn't bring it this Tuesday. Because you say, they will think I have only one dress. Don't try to impress others. Some of you want an iPhone by all means. Meanwhile, you don't have accommodation. But you want an iPhone. Don't try to impress others. You come to church. Please let me go back to the book. He says, don't try to impress others. A child is always ready to learn something new.
Un enfant est toujours prêt à apprendre quelque chose de nouveau.
And once they learn it, they're so excited about
it. Et qu'ils apprennent cela, ils sont tellement excités par rapport à ça.
But we don't want to learn anything new.
Mais nous, on ne veut rien apprendre de nouveau.
And we don't want anybody to be the one to teach us something new. We have a certain mind about others.
Nous avons une certaine pensée sur les autres.
Oh, this one can teach me, but not this one.
Oh, cette personne peut m'enseigner, mais pas cette autre personne.
I can learn from him, but not from her.
Je peux apprendre de lui, mais pas d'elle.
A child is excited about learning new things.
Un enfant est excité par le fait d'apprendre de nouvelles choses.
A child doesn't believe he knows everything.
Un enfant ne croit pas qu'il connaît tout.
But a lot of us, because we have positions, we are shepherds.
Beaucoup d'entre nous, parce que nous avons des positions, nous sommes des bergers.
Some of you, your position is a mistake.
Votre position est une erreur.
Oh yeah. We are shepherd by mistake.
Vous êtes un berger par erreur.
And the shepherd, the mistake is that we need people.
Et l'erreur, c'est qu'on a besoin des gens.
So that's why we chose you.
C'est pour ça qu'on t'a choisi.
Oh. Yeah. If you were honest, you would come and tell me on the side, Sister Simone.
No.
No. It's a mistake.
C'est une erreur.
Mr. Simon, you are making a mistake.
Mr. Simon, vous commettez une erreur.
But some of you, when we spot that it's a mistake, we want to remove you, you get offended.
Mais certains d'entre vous, quand on se rend compte que c'est une erreur et on veut vous enlever, vous vous offensez.
Hey. Why me? I know worse. I know people who are doing worse.
Je connais des gens qui font pire.
Childlike. I'm not finished. He says, don't try to impress others. Be humble.
Il dit, n'essayez pas d'impressionner les autres, soyez humble.
Be humble.
Soyez humble.
Humility means that. I'll continue. It says, it explains the humility. He says, be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves.
Il dit que soyez humble et pensez que les autres sont meilleurs que vous.
This verse,
ce verset,
if you understand it,
si vous le comprenez,
you'll be a completely different person.
Une personne complètement différente.
These words,
ces paroles,
thinking of others as better than yourself. It's a revelation. That person that you don't talk to anymore. Bible says, think of that person as better than you. God, if I got this verse, yeah, I don't like it at all. This person,
cette personne,
better than me,
meilleur que moi.
No. Cannot be.
Ce n'est pas possible.
Cannot be.
Ce n'est pas possible.
Anybody but this one.
Toute personne n'est pas.
If there's anybody,
s'il y a qui que ce soit,
that you consider yourself better than,
que tu considères meilleur que toi.
No. That you consider yourself better than.
De qui tu te considères meilleur?
You have gone against the word of God.
Tu es contre la parole de Dieu.
There is nobody on this earth.
Sur cette terre.
That you should think that you are better than.
De qui tu dois penser que tu es meilleur?
Some of you are so arrogant.
Hey.
That even if a brother greets you,
que même si un frère te salue,
your response,
ta réponse,
your response,
ta réponse, oh,
your response,
ta réponse,
is a look,
c'est un regard,
and a movement of your head. The person is not worth a word coming out of your mouth.
Cette personne ne mérite pas qu'une parole sorte de ta bouche.
Especially if he has made the mistake of showing you that he likes you. That's when your radar comes out. The antenna comes out. And then you start scanning. Zzz, zzz, zzz. Like, what? How can it be? Bible says that everybody on this earth is somebody that you should think of as better than you. So the next time you open that mouth of yours, to say something to somebody, remember Philippians 2 verse
3.
Say that God says that this person I am about to speak to. Listen, no, the Bible doesn't say he is better than you. It says you should think of him as better than you. He doesn't say better in school, doesn't say better in work, he's very efficient. He doesn't say, he just says the person. Think of him as better than you. And if you think of the person as better than you, you will not behave in a certain way. The reason why you behave the way you do is because you think you are better than the person. That's why you don't talk to her anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't sing anymore. You don't talk anymore. Because when the last time when I said something to her, and the way she spoke to me, and the way she looked at me, she's like, me, I don't like nonsense. You don't know who I am, eh? You know my father. I was just watching, you know these reels, the way they pop on your phone. I don't even know. Look, may the Lord forgive the person who invented those things. I just saw something. It says some Lebanese guys, they came from Cote d'Ivoire. Yeah. Did you see it?
Yes.
So how does it come on yours and they come on mine too? Why? I said, so, and then when I was watching that, I said, why are you watching this thing? I think they went to Accra Mall.
Yeah.
And then they were smoking where they were not supposed to be smoking. And so some Ghanaians went to them and said, you can't smoke anything. And then they got up. And then he was getting arrogant.
Yeah.
And then he said, do you know who I am? Hey! It was a mistake.
C'était l'erreur qu'il a commis.
It was a mistake. Hey. They did, he left. Even as he was going, he was still talking.
Et alors qu'il partait, il continuait de parler.
Think of yourself. He says, like, oh, I've made a mistake. I'm sorry.
J'ai fait une erreur, je suis désolée.
Some of you are so arrogant.
Vous êtes tellement arrogant.
And you feel that somebody shouldn't talk to you.
Et vous pensez que quelqu'un ne doit pas vous adresser la parole.
Please, may I ask, with all humility, who are you? It reminds me of another story. This man was at the airport. He was trying to check in. And then something, I think his baggage, there was a problem. And then the lady said, oh, I can't, you can't take this bag. And I think he was trying to argue. He said, no, I'm sorry, the rules are rules. Maybe the weight or something. Then he started, do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
Then she just calmly, she took the microphone on the loudspeaker. Said, attention, ladies and gentlemen. There is a gentleman standing in front of me who doesn't seem to know who he is. So if anybody knows who he is,
so si quelqu'un sait qui
they should please come and help him. He was angry. Do you know who I am?
Vous savez qui je suis?
If you've ever asked yourself, ask anybody that question.
Tu poses à quelqu'un cette question.
You are proud.
Tu es orgueilleux.
You are proud and you've gone against scripture.
Tu es orgueilleux et tu vas à l'encontre de
Hallelujah. It is a mistake to downplay humility.
C'est une erreur de minimiser l'humilité.
It is a mistake to think that you can put aside humility. Because that may cost you your entry into heaven. One thing the Bible says, one of the things God hates,
l'une des choses que Dieu hait,
is pride.
C'est l'orgueil.
And pride is the opposite of humility.
Et l'orgueil est l'opposé ou le contraire de l'humilité.
So if they say don't downplay humility,
donc, si dit, ne pas minimiser l'humilité,
it means that you must run away from pride. Humility is more important.
L'humilité est plus importante.
Are you trying to make it to heaven or you are trying to make a point?
Est-ce que vous essayez d'entrer au ciel ou vous essayez d'avoir raison?
Are you trying to enter heaven or you are trying to prove something?
Est-ce que vous essayez d'entrer au ciel ou vous essayez de prouver quelque chose?
Bible says, be humble.
Avec dit, soyez humble.
Think of others as better than yourself.
Pensez que les autres sont meilleurs que vous.
Yes. There's no other interpretation to this one.
Il y a aucune autre interprétation à ce verset.
Or you want to spiritualize the humility. Verse 4. Don't look out only for your interests, but take an interest in others too.
Que chacun de vous, au lieu de considérer ses propres intérêts, considère aussi ceux des autres.
Yes. It means that you must do things because others may need you.
Ça veut dire que tu vas faire des choses parce que les autres auront besoin de toi.
Not because it's convenient to you. Sometimes you do things even if you don't feel like doing it because somebody needs you.
Parfois vous faites des choses parce que vous n'avez pas forcément envie de les faire, mais c'est parce que quelqu'un a besoin de vous.
Those of you who don't, some of you, you don't have your meetings.
Certains d'entre vous n'avez pas vos réunions.
But you don't realize that somebody in your fellowship needs that meeting.
Okay. Mais vous ne réalisez pas que quelqu'un dans votre cellule a besoin de cette réunion.
To survive.
Pour survivre.
But because you don't feel like doing your meeting,
parce que tu n'as pas envie de faire ta réunion,
you don't do the meeting.
Tu ne fais pas la réunion.
You are serving your own interest. Yes. You do things not because you want to or it's convenient to you, but you are taking the interest of others also.
Tu ne fais pas les choses parce que c'est bon pour toi ou parce que tu veux les faire, mais tu prends en considération les intérêts des autres.
Amen. If you put yourself first, you are being selfish.
Si tu te mets en avant, tu es égoïste.
Look, people think Christianity is for weak people.
Les gens pensent que la chrétienté c'est pour les personnes
faibles.
Ce n'est pas le cas.
You have to be strong.
Tu dois être fort.
You have to be disciplined.
Tu dois être discipliné.
Verse 5. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had.
Wow.
That's fine. No. I don't like that version. Do you have another version? Gabby?
Qu'il y ait donc en vous cette pensée qui était aussi dans le Christ Jésus.
It's like this mind. He had a certain mind. I think I prefer the sentiment. This pensée. He had a certain mind. Having a certain mind means you have a certain way of thinking.
Avoir une certaine pensée ou un certain sentiment veut dire que tu as une certaine manière de réfléchir.
A certain way of thinking that was not common.
Qui n'est pas commune, qui n'était pas commune.
Though he was God,
bien qu'il était Dieu,
he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to.
Verset 6. lequel existant en forme de Dieu n'a point regardé comme une proie à arracher d'être égal à Dieu, avec Dieu.
He says, though he was God. Just translate, though he was God.
Ça dit bien qu'il était Dieu.
Though he was God.
Bien qu'il était Dieu.
He was God.
Il était Dieu.
He did not think of equality with God as something to cling to.
Il n'a pas vu cela comme une égalité avec Dieu dont il devait, à laquelle il devait s'attacher.
But some of us,
mais certains d'entre nous, hein,
we are not God. Maybe you are, some of you are God, but I don't know. But most of us are not God. But we are clinging to something.
Not attached to quelque chose.
As if we were God.
Comme si nous étions Dieu.
Some of you, your nationality is your downfall. You are so proud of your nationality. I will not mention the country. As something to be proud of. So that anybody from another country, you look down. I thank God for the ability to travel. And I thank God for the ability to visit certain countries. And some of the countries, when you go there, you'll be like, why are they so proud?
Wow.
He says he was God.
But
he didn't think it was something that he should. Do you know who I am? Oh, no, no. And the Bible says, let this mind be in you.
La Bible dit que ce même sentiment soit en vous.
Some of you, God, I won't say made a mistake, but he gave you some small beauty.
A
small beauty that you have. We cannot breathe. Some of you, God gave you small hair. Because of your hair. We can't even sit next to you. Well, some of you, God gave you a little intelligence. A little intelligence. So everybody must look stupid in front of you. Say, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Not this mind be in you that was in your father, like you are like your father. In Christ Jesus. What was his mind? What was his mind? About, we are talking about humility. So what was Christ's mind? How did he think about these things? Okay, he was God. Is there anything higher than that? But he, didn't think that my being God should be something I should talk about.
Il n'a pas trouvé que le fait qu'il soit Dieu doit devenir quelque chose dont il doit parler.
But the Bible says, goes on to say that he took on the form of man.
La Bible continue en disant qu'il a pris la forme humaine.
Can you compare God to man?
Est-ce que vous pouvez comparer Dieu à l'homme?
But he intentionally chose that form.
Il a intentionnellement choisi cette forme.
Because he had something to do.
Parce qu'il avait quelque chose à faire.
What do we have to do?
Qu'est-ce que nous avons à faire?
What is our objective?
Quel est notre objectif?
What is our aim?
Quel est notre but?
Is it not to make it to heaven?
Est-ce que ce n'est pas d'aller au ciel?
Is it not to serve God and hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant? So why can we not have this mind that he had? Some of us is the age. He says, don't you know that I am your big sister? How old are you? How old are you? I'm 24. And how old is she? 22. So because of 2 years, we cannot breathe. And she doesn't know that I'm her big sister. He says, she doesn't know that even her older sister, I was in the ahead of her in class. You are so caught up in your big sisterhood that they cannot talk to you. Hey! Let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. Be humble. You are not as important as you think you are. No. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Maybe when you were growing up, daddy used to call you princess. So you actually think that you are a princess. Everything you wanted, you got. Let this mind be in you. Even if you are a princess. Look, in Africa, everybody is a princess. Oh. Everybody's father is a chef, chef de village. Everybody's a princess.
Tout le monde est une princesse, toutes les filles.
Let this mind.
Apprenez cette pensée, ce sentiment.
Which was in Christ Jesus.
Qui était en Christ Jésus.
The best example.
Le meilleur exemple.
Be in you.
Que ce soit en vous.
If he who was God,
si lui qui était Dieu,
can put that bigness or importance aside, why can't you put that your importance that you've given yourself aside? Don't you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven? Is your beauty the price you are willing to pay so that you don't go to heaven? Your intelligence, your age,
ton âge,
your seniority,
ta supériorité.
Seniority. Seniority is lordship, right? I said I can be on this verse for the whole day. Though he was God. Not that he thought he was God. He was God. He was God. And he says he did not think of his equality with God to be something to cling to. Do you know who I am? He didn't tell Judas, do you know who I am? Are you sure you want to betray me? Huh? Are you sure?
Jesus.
You want to come up against me? Is it me you're looking for here?
Yeah.
If it was you, and you were God, and Judas was coming to betray you, you would just shake your head like this. You don't know me, that's why. Let this mind be in you. It's important. You may not enter heaven because you don't have the same mind. You may not. Is it worth the risk?
Ah.
says instead he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. He took on the position of a slave.
Il a pris la position d'un esclave.
And was born as a human being.
Il est né comme un esclave.
He gave up his godship.
Il a renoncé à sa position de Dieu.
To become an ordinary man.
Pour devenir un homme ordinaire.
Can you give up that your so-called beauty? To become a nice person on this earth. You are so arrogant. So pompous. Pompous. You are so proud. So pompous means puffed up. Then we can't talk to you. We can't advise you. When they advise you, you'll be like, okay, I've heard. Okay, I've heard.
Okay, j'ai entendu.
Have you finished?
Ça a terminé.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, merci.
And then we can't even advise you. Because somebody told you were a princess. Oh, sister, I give you 10 years. 20 years. We'll see. Even Miss Wells. 2020. If she stands today, she will not win. The Bible says beauty is vain. We are talking about the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ doesn't mean knowing scripture or quoting scripture. The mind of Christ is a certain mind of humility. If you are not humble, you may not make it into heaven.
Tu n'es pas humble, tu peux ne pas aller au ciel.
You might not make it into heaven.
Tu peux ne pas entrer au ciel.
Sometimes you are so proud you cannot forgive.
Tu es tellement orgueilleux que tu ne peux pas pardonner.
Look, these people, they spat on Jesus.
Ces gens-là, ils ont craché sur Jésus.
They crucified him.
Ils l'ont crucifié.
What did he say? What was the mind he was working with?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit? Quelle était la pensée avec laquelle il fonctionnait?
He said, Father, forgive them.
Il a dit, Père, pardonne-le.
They don't know what they are doing.
Ils ne savent pas ce qu'ils font.
They don't realize that I am God.
Ils ne réalisent pas que je suis Dieu.
They don't realize what they are. They don't realize that the fact that they are crucifying me means something.
Ils ne savent pas que le fait qu'ils me crucifient.
Forgive them.
Pardonne-leur.
You say, okay, crucify me. It's okay. We will see what will happen after Tuesday. I'm waiting for you. Crucify me. I said, crucify me. I said, if you are a man, crucify me. Hey. If you are a man, crucify me. I'm here. You say you want to crucify me? Come. Come here, crucify. knowing that you are God.
Sachant que tu es Dieu.
And you are a mere man.
Et toi, c'est un homme.
And you want to crucify me. The mind with which he was working is that what I am doing is more important. My objective, my aim is more important. I want to please my Father in heaven. I want to accomplish what he sent me here to do. I will not let myself get in the way of what I'm supposed to be doing. I will not. Because I may not get, you see, there is a prize to collect after paying the price. I don't want to mess up my chance of getting the prize.
Je ne veux pas gaspiller ma chance d'obtenir le prix.
So I will pay the price.
Donc je vais payer le prix.
Just by being humble. His humility cost him his life.
Son humilité lui a coûté sa vie.
What mind is in you, brother?
Quelle est la pensée qui est en toi, mon frère?
What mind is in you, my sister?
La pensée qui est en toi, ma sœur.
Can we describe you? Oh, that sister, she's very humble.
Elle semble te décrire. Elle dit, oh, cette sœur, elle est très humble.
Do we have to know your pedigree?
Est-ce qu'on doit connaître ton pedigree?
To know which line you are a descendant of Haile Selassie. Do you know Haile Selassie?
Oh, tu es descendant de
Haile Selassie. You don't know Haile Selassie.
Vous ne connaissez pas Haile.
There's nobody in this room who knows Haile Selassie.
La personne ici connaît Haile Selassie.
Only two people. Three.
Trois personnes.
Hey! I will not tell you. Go and do your homework. Or you are the descendant of. I don't even know who to call. So we have to know your ancestry.
On doit connaître tes ancêtres.
Ancêtre. No, we don't.
No, on n'en a pas besoin.
We have to know your humility.
On doit connaître ton humilité.
We should even be surprised that you know that his father is that. Hey, really?
Oui. Tu sais que son père c'est.
Hey. That's what. That should be our reaction.
Ça doit être notre réaction.
Bible says. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God. Amen. Can you just humble yourself and consider others as being better than you? Can you? I said, can you?
Yes.
Can you humble yourself and accept to be maltreated by somebody younger than you? Younger than you? By the grace. Can you humble yourself? To accept instructions from somebody who doesn't even have a diploma. Who did his back four times? Can you? You who had your back at age of 16. Can you humble yourself? I'm talking too much. I'm talking too much. Let this, all I'm saying is let this mind be in you. Just except you convert yourself and become as a little child. It means that you have to take that decision. Nobody should come and humble you. I shouldn't have to say, Alex, can you lie on the floor and just be, come on, come on. No, no, it's okay, it's okay. Hey, okay, you are humble, it's okay. You should be able to say, oh, you know, in Nigeria, when you are greeting an elderly person, you nobody. They don't have a problem at all.
So,
they can be. I remember the first time I saw it. In the middle of Oxford Street in London.
Oxford Street, London.
I was walking. I was walking with a friend.
Je marchais avec une amie, ouais.
And then as we were walking, all of a sudden, I thought she had fallen. I thought maybe...
Alors qu'on marchait, je me suis dit qu'elle était tombée.
But she saw an ant coming.
Elle a vu une instant.
She just went straight on the ground.
Elle s'est allongée au sol. Hey,
what happened?
Je dis que ça, c'est pas...
That is the way they greet.
It's
so nice.
C'est tellement
when you go to Nigerian church, they don't have a problem lying on the floor. I'm sure what she did, you are thinking to yourself, oh, no. Like she has she's exaggerating. Hello. Even lift up your hands. It's a problem. Amen. He humbled himself in obedience to God.
Il s'est humilié lui-même en obéissance à Dieu.
Sister and brother.
Frère et sœur.
Your humility is simply obedience to God.
Votre humilité est simplement l'obéissance envers Dieu.
Don't do it because of somebody.
Ne le faites pas à cause de quelqu'un.
But do it because you want to obey God.
Ne faites-le parce que vous voulez obéir à Dieu.
Be humble.
Soyez humble.
Consider others as better than yourselves. Give them that honor.
Donnez-leur cet honneur.
Even if they don't deserve it.
Même si ils ne le méritent pas.
Even if they maltreat you.
Même si vous maltraitent.
Just because of obedience to God.
À cause de l'obéissance envers Dieu.
Go through it. It will develop your character. Be like a child. Forgive.
Pardonnez.
And move on.
Et avancez.
Forgiveness is not for them, it's for you.
Le pardon n'est pas pour eux.
When you forgive somebody, it's for yourself. It's to set yourself free. Amen.
Amen.
Some of you are 21 years old and you cannot forgive. Maybe 21 is even far. You cannot forgive. Somebody offended you 5 years ago when you were 16. You are 21 and you are so proud. You will die early. Set somebody free.
Libérer quelqu'un.
Bible says that if you don't forgive, you yourself will not be forgiven.
Avait dit que si vous ne pardonnez pas, vous ne serez pas pardonné.
And yet you are holding on to that unforgiveness.
Et vous vous attachez à ce manque de pardon.
Because you feel you are justified.
Parce que tu as l'impression d'être justifié.
You may be justified.
Je peux être justifié.
But is that what God wants?
Est-ce que Dieu veut?
Is that the mind that you should have?
Est-ce que c'est la pensée que tu dois avoir?
Don't downplay the importance of humility.
Ne minimisez pas l'importance de l'humilité.
Because it can cost you your entry into heaven.
Parce que ça peut vous causer votre entrée au ciel.
Learn to forgive.
Apprenez à pardonner.
Learn to love.
Apprenez à aimer.
Learn to let things go.
Apprenez à laisser passer les choses.
As painful as... Look, do you think what you're going through is equal to dying on the cross?
Est-ce que vous pensez que ce par quoi vous passez est égal à mourir sur la croix?
So it means your inability to forgive means you do not have the mind of Christ.
Dans votre incapacité à pardonner veut dire que vous n'avez pas la pensée de Christ.
Jesus said, forgive them.
Il a dit, pardonnez-les.
Do you think he was pretending?
Pensez qu'il faisait semblant?
Do you think that you're just saying something so that people think, oh wow?
Pensez qu'il disait quelque chose pour que les gens pensent, oh wow?
He says, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing.
Il a dit, pardonne-leur car ils ne savent pas ce qu'ils font.
Why can't you also say the same?
Pourquoi est-ce que tu ne peux pas également dire la même chose?
I'll forgive you because you don't know what you are doing.
Je vais te pardonner parce que tu ne sais pas ce que tu fais.
I'll forgive you because you don't know what you are doing.
Je vais te pardonner parce que tu ne sais pas ce que tu fais.
I want to make it to heaven.
Je veux aller au ciel.
I don't want to hold on to this particular unforgiveness. Because it might prevent me from going to heaven. It's not worth it for me. No. I may be right.
J'ai peut-être raison.
You may be wrong.
Tu peux avoir tort.
You did the wrong thing.
Tu as fait ce qui est mauvais.
You were wrong.
Tu avais tort.
But I want to make it to heaven.
Mais je vais aller au ciel.
I just leave it and let it go. Why is it so difficult to let things go? It's because you are not humble. You are proud. Yes. Bible says that all contention, all problems, all quarrels, all fights, all disagreements. There's only one source of it. Only one. Every kind of disagreement, quarrel that you've ever had in life. You think about it. Says there's only one reason. And what is it? It's pride. One or both are proud. That's what it is. If you were not proud, you would have forgiven a long time ago. If you are not proud, you would have forgiven a long time ago. Are you with me? Don't hold on to it. Don't hold on to it.
Ne vous attachez pas à cela.
Forgive.
Pardonnez.
Let it go.
Laissez passer.
You will be free.
Vous serez libre.
You will be obedient to Christ.
Vous serez obéi.
You will have the mind of Christ.
Voilà.
And you are likely to make it to heaven.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't downplay the importance of humility.
Ne minimisez pas l'importance de l'humilité.
So that you can enter heaven. Stand to your feet.
Wow.
I want us to pray for ourselves. And Lord, I know I don't have your mind at all. Please help me have your mind. Help me have your mind concerning humility. I want to make it to heaven.
Je veux aller au ciel.
I want to enter the kingdom of God.
Je veux entrer dans le royaume des cieux.
Father, please help me.
Père, aide-moi.
Deal with pride. Yes.
Aide-moi à lutter contre, l'orgueil.
Help me to fight pride in my life.
Aide-moi à lutter contre l'orgueil dans ma vie.
Help me to see others as more important than myself.
Aide-moi à voir les autres comme étant plus importants que moi-même.
Teach me how to ask for forgiveness.
Enseigne-moi comment demander pardon.
And teach me how to forgive.
Et apprends-moi à pardonner.
Teach me how to be humble like a child.
Apprends-moi à être humble comme un enfant.
Help me, O God, overcome my pride.
Aide-moi, oh Dieu, à surmonter mon orgueil.
Lord, I don't want to miss heaven because of pride.
Je ne veux pas rater le ciel à cause de l'orgueil.
Because of unforgiveness.
À cause du manque de pardon.
Father, deliver me, O God.
Père, délivre-moi, oh Dieu.
May I learn to let things go.
J'apprends à laisser passer les choses.
Really let things go.
À réellement laisser passer
so that
choses.
I can enter heaven.
Pour que je puisse entrer au ciel.
No matter what has been done to me, Lord.
Peu importe ce qui m'a été fait, Seigneur.
I will consider others as better than me.
Je considérerai les autres comme meilleurs que moi.
No matter who they are.
Peu importe qui ils sont.
No matter what they've done.
Peu importe ce qu'ils ont fait.
Father, help me make it into heaven.
Mais aide-moi à aller au ciel.
Deliver me from pride and unforgiveness.
Pardonne-moi de l'orgueil. Délivre-moi de l'orgueil.
Oh God, pray for yourself this evening.
Priez pour vous-même ce soir.
That God will set you free.
Que Dieu va vous libérer.
And give you the mind of Christ.
Et qui vous donnera la pensée de Christ.
The mind of Christ.
La pensée de Christ.
That will help you enter the kingdom of God.
Qui vous aidera à rentrer dans le royaume de Dieu.
Oh Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Mandere bo shikata rabandele dede. Sendere bo kasata branda la mama. Father, may pride be far from us, O God. May pride be far from us, O God. May we be more like you. May we be more like Jesus. Meka boriana la mashikata balabada. Sope de katai gadanda la masete de. Remove every pride, O God. That will cause us to miss heaven. Teach us to be childlike and not childish. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Father, I thank you that your word comes to set us free. Thank you that you've taught us once again that it's not about what we think of ourselves, but it's what you think of us. I pray, Father, that you show us mercy. Where we have shown pride and shown unforgiveness and walked in our own self-worth, I pray that you forgive us and teach us to be more and more like Jesus, who did not consider himself being God as something to cling to, but rather chose to take on the form of a man. He chose to be humble. He chose to walk in humility. Father, I pray for that grace also to walk in humility. Deliver us from evil, Lord. The evil of pride. The evil that will take us further and further away from you. Especially in the body of Christ. May it never be said that we are unable to forgive our own brethren. Unable to forgive a fellow believer because of offense or hurts. Deliver us from pride, Lord. May we be humble in our own eyes. And may we please you. May we be obedient to you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Hallelujah. The reason why Jesus received a name that was above every other name. Because he was humble.
Parce qu'il était humble.
Promotion will come to you.
La promotion va venir vers vous.
If you are humble.
Si vous êtes humble.
If you try to lift yourself up.
Si vous essayez de vous élever vous-même.
The Bible says God will push you down.
La Bible dit que Dieu va vous rabaisser.
Then you'll be wondering why is it so hard to come up.
Il va te demander pourquoi c'est si difficile d'être élevé.
God is resisting you. God is resisting you. And that is why you are failing. Be humble. So that he can lift you up. Amen.
Nous croyons que vous avez été bénis par la prédication de la parole de Dieu par notre pasteur Sœur Simone Pierre à Demola. Visitez-nous sur Facebook en cherchant la page La Belle Église Internationale. Telegram en cherchant Sœur Simone Pierre. Ou souscrivez à notre podcast Sœur Simone Pierre pour plus de messages. Que Dieu vous bénisse.